Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016, we got a big show happening for you today. Lots going on, but we also want to honor what's been happening in this past week in local music, including Pussy Riot. Yes, they were here in town last night, and they have a brand new song out called Make America Great Again. Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9.
What do you want the world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Could you imagine a politician calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? He promoted the use of torture and killing families. Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children.
Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Make America Great Again by Pussy Riot. A very un-Pussy Riot-ish sound right there. That was actually Nadja Tolokno of the band Pussy Riot doing her thing. That video directed by Jonas Åkerlund of many videos fame, including Madonna's Ray of Light, which they won a Grammy for. The reason we played that is because Masha and Sasha of the band, the infamous punk Russian group, were in town last night at the Rickshaw having a bit of a talk. about democracy and feminism and LGBT rights, among other things. And yeah, that was the brand new song from Pussy Riot. Not really reminiscent of their usual sound, but if you get a chance to check out the video, a forewarning, it's very intense. It's quite graphic. It'll probably make your blood boil a little bit. But nonetheless, Pussy Riot was doing their thing big time in Russia, and now they're bringing it to this side of the Atlantic. And for good reason. From making America great again to making Discorder fundraisers great again, we're here with the Discord Radio Collective. Claire and Kat, you guys were both there this past Friday night at the Media Club.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Good times.
Really good times.
Yeah, it's a new thing for Discorder and CITR, well, mostly for Discorder, to really showcase hip-hop as the forefront of what we're doing, and it was a lot of fun. It was a slightly different crowd, and for me, the big exciting thing was that everyone was dancing. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
It was, again, I felt like it was a resounding success. Maybe the Media Club, because it's a bit of a smaller venue, it seemed like the dance floor was a little more enticing, or maybe it was because of the music. But in the past, we haven't had nearly as engaged a crowd at our fundraisers. So I think that has a lot to do with the content of the music as well as the venue.
I think the excitement of the inclusivity makes everyone that much more excited too, because finally we're doing this, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it was true. I think in the past, a lot of the same bands have played the Discorder fundraisers over the years, so there hasn't been that kind of the same sort of excitement. And this is the first time we've done a hip hop showcase. We had definitely a new crowd, but people were pumped. Everybody was, it was great to see people dancing. So Loki was so entertaining. I mean, the way he did a little striptease for the crowd, and other ladies were loving that. And then he was basically gyrating to the air. Great photos in that. Check it out. We'll have a couple photos up on our Facebook page. But otherwise, if you check out Instagram or Twitter or any of the social media channels, you'll see lots of photos from the show. Freeman Young was great. Romy was really tight. Missy D. And then So Loki to close out the show.
Mm-hmm. Plus Something August and Spotty Joseph were the first two.
Yeah, I didn't see them, so I couldn't actually talk
they
about
were
that.
But also very good.
Awesome. Nice. Well, it was, I'm glad you guys were both there, and we look forward to seeing you all at the next Discorder fundraiser, which will probably be sometime next year. Of course, the fundraiser was for Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly of the past 33 years. Which brings us to, at this point of the show, we like to reflect on the charts of this past week. So let's count them down, shall we? Who was in at number 5 this week?
At number 5 is Daniel Terrence Robertson with Death by Heavy Lark.
Number 4 is Marching Church, Telling It Like It Is, off of Sacred Bones.
Right. Connor's here for number 3.
Hey, and number 3 is Tribe Called Red with the We Are Haluchi Nation off Pirates Blend.
And of course, they were in town last night playing their second of two shows. They bookended the weekend at the Commodore Friday and last night, Tribe Called Red. Number 2 this week.
Tanya Tagak with Retribution off Six Shooter Records.
And that is now her 4th week in the top 2. If I'm not mistaken, number 1 last week, down this week to number 2. And number 1, not to be confused with their namesake brothers from Germany, but from Montreal, Monomyth, entering the top 5 this week with a bullet, and their album Happy Pop Family, the number 1 album of the week here on CITR for Mint Records. And we're going to play a track off that album right about now. It's called Alpha. Monomyth, number 1 this week on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio.
Yeah, I just want to get fun.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Aloha by Montreal's Monomyth, number one this week on the CITR Countdown. Music continuing right now with brand new music from Ornament and Crime. I happened to stumble into Railtown Studios during this past weekend's Eastside Culture Crawl, and Susie King's apartment was completely decked out in some very dystopian art. And when we had a bit of a chat, she decided to give me their brand new tape called Burglaries. Here's Ornament and Crime, 3 Feet of Snow on Discord Radio, CITR 119.
You're standing still where the rabbits played. There's 2 feet of snow on the town's little parade. And that's living proof from where the commoners stand. Wear the gloves so you got the blood on your hands. Tonight there's a warning, another foot's coming down, so don't plan on going home if it's uphill. Don't plan on going home.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Ornament and Crime with the track 3 Feet of Snow. That is off their brand new tape. Yes, their brand new tape called Burglaries. I've got a copy in my hand right here. Thank you, Susie King, for that. Got a chance to connect with her at Railtown Studios during the Eastside Culture Crawl this past weekend. And that video you can see on YouTube for 3 Feet of Snow was all filmed outside their Railtown Studios digs. Actually, and the video for that kind of resembles the art space that she created it with her in her apartment that I witnessed this past weekend during the culture crawl. And Ornament and Crime, they're no stranger to Discord Radio. We actually interviewed them here in studio along with the band Dusty Bones when they traveled together back in 2013. So it was nice to reconnect with Susie there. Speaking of reconnecting, the next band we're going to play is playing this weekend at Fortune Sound Club. They have a brand new album out that's been ready for 2 years, but through certain situations, including their UK counterpart label, Tin Angel Records, which dissolved in 2014, the band kind of just forgot about this album because they didn't think there was any way they were going to be able to get it out there. And then when Malcolm Levy of the electronic label Hybridity heard that it was an unreleased Brashnon album, he wanted to release it. The band reconvened and said, okay, let's get together and let's do this. And I guess this weekend at Fortune is the culmination of a four-year hiatus for Brashnon getting back together. All six members will be there. Tanya Aganaba is going to be the opener. And so far, I've given a bit of this album a listen. It sounds great. The it's a self-titled album called Brashnon, even though it is their third release, and we're going to play, I guess, the lead single that they're pushing right now. There's already a video for this one. It's called Rave Shadow. So turn it on up. Let's welcome back Brashnon to the CITR landscape with Rave Shadow here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Like a run, yeah. Once you shift, October Discorder.
Put it down now. And give me my
November issue.
That's right. Stop reading the October issue of Discorder now. Pick up November's Discorder for features on Ichuda, Media Democracy Days, Tim the Mute, Safe Amp Society, Want, and Seekers International, plus interviews with the organizers of the James Black Gallery, comedian Sophie Bundle, and more. Thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Zipcar, Jazz Records, Live Van, The Astoria, Don't Argue, The Rio Theater, Timber Concerts, Unit, Pit, Mint Records, and The Wise Hall. Pick up an issue of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca.
A lot of people protested all the time about this place.
This week on Cited.
People would drive by and throw bottles, scream at people.
The story of the worst motel in upstate New York and the sociologist who decided to live there so he could study America's most hated criminals.
Sex offenders, parolees, indigent, that's what it was for.
Exiled, Sex Offenders at the Boardwalk Motel, airing this Friday, 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Wanted to hold his heart in her hands for a while. Drops of blood in the green glass vial. He could tell her a thousand times not to stare when he gets wild. Drops of blood in the green glass vial. Drops of blood in the green glass vial.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Alex Cameron from Sydney, Australia, off his album Jumping the Shark. That track was called Mongrel. Very cool video of Alex Cameron on a hill in Romania. That's where that one was filmed. Alex Cameron is playing this Saturday night at the Rickshaw along with the OCs. Going to be a great little show, so check it out. By the way, before that, we heard Brastronaut with Rave Shadow. They are playing at Fortune on Friday night, November 25th, along with Tanya Aganava. Okay, it's almost 5:30. It's that time of the show where we focus on Shindig. And just to quickly recap, we are now up to week 6. So far, we've had Pavel, Mark Mills, Jock Tears, Jerk in the Can, and Devours. Moving on to the semifinals, which are going to take place in January, and we have 3 brand new bands performing this week. And first band we're going to hear about is, Claire, you're going to tell us about who?
Start again.
Marpois. This is a fairly new band. They formed last spring. You might recognize some of the members from the band ATSI, such as Aguajo Paulus and Liam Dolan. Those two are added Ivana Besanovsky, Daniel Tho, and Grant Whitaker. You might recognize Ivana from Lady Radio. She was big on there last year. Mm. Their sound is basically chill, grungy guitar, bass, and drums, plus the heavenly vocals of Ivana. And we're going to play the song Discourse. And here it is on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Discorder Radio. The track is Discourse from Mirepoix. They are playing tonight at Shindig. They seem to like kale, because that's part of the imagery they have on their SoundCloud. I'm wondering about that. Connor, can you shed some light on that for us?
Like kale itself or a Mirepoix?
Both. let's go Mirepoix.
Mirepoix are tomatoes, onions, and celery, and you boil it, and you get yourself like veggie stock. You like reduce it, make like gravies, add some meat. Anyways, nothing to do with Mirepoix is our next band called Villain Villain. good transition.
Nonetheless, it's sometimes good to to learn a little bit about their connection to the name of the band.
Yeah, but the imagery kale has nothing to do with Mirepoix.
Well, we'll find out tonight at Shindig.
Maybe we should ask them. Yeah, go up and ask them. We'll figure that one out.
Maybe if they're no good, we can start throwing rotten tomatoes at them.
That'd be just rude. No one's that bad. No one deserves that. But anyways, on another note, Villain Villain is a band headed by Jane Bateman, who's also in the other group, Malk. He still plays drums with them, based out of Abbotsford. They got featured in Discorder in 2014, did a few reviews for them. But their new band, Villain Villain, is self-described as a four-piece creating demented alt-pop with surf, psych, and experimental overtones. Yeah, that's pretty much describes their music. So we're going to play a song called Dry off their first EP, Demos, on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Villain with the track Dry. Thank you very much, Connor, for that explanation. And now Kat is here as part of the collective to tell us about the third act playing tonight.
Yeah, it's Class Act, nay, rap. it's a very different sound from the other two, but it's definitely very fun, and they're very, like, conscious and interesting. They're like a big, maybe like 6-member collective that both like rap and beatbox. And they have some good names like MC Wise Guy, MC GRDI, and one guy that's just called Chief. It's a pretty good mix. They're from Vancouver and they've been rapping for a little while, but they don't have a lot of released things. Mainly just a lot of freestyles and stuff. And it seems like some people here happen to know some of them.
yes, we do. Good introduction. Everything you said was true. And funny, I even was messaging Rohit Joseph in the band, who is actually used to be the promotions director here at CITR and has been quite involved with the station. He even said, I said, hey, can you send us a link to some of your stuff? He said, sadly, a lot of our best stuff ain't recorded yet, hence Shindig tonight. And I said, well, we're going to talk about you guys soon. He said, you're the dopest, which is very Rohit-esque. Yeah, they are. I've seen them play live a couple of times. Saw them play on Main Street on the Car Free Day a couple of years ago. They're a really interesting, really eclectic group. Some of the really interesting aspects of them is they've got an oboe player. I mean, how rare is that? As well as one of the guys of the band is a master freestyler, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do this again tonight, is a lot of times they'll turn to the audience and say, all right, audience, we'll rap about whatever you want. Give us a theme. And people will throw out a theme, and then they will just literally play a song for the next 3 minutes just freestyling on that theme. It's very, very impressive, so I'm excited to see them in the Shindig mix tonight.
Yeah, it says in their description that there are a lot of like theater and improv students in their collective, which makes sense because they can think on their feet so quick.
Yes, a lot of great personalities and characters in that band, so it definitely won't be boring, that's for sure. and excited to see them tonight. So what is the track we're going to play from them? One of the few recorded tracks that they have.
We are going to play Between the Lines.
All right, let's give it a spin. Class Act on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Say thanks and please. Let's say it from your knees. Let's say it from the tip all the way down to these nuts. I feel like raps in a rhyming rut. I ain't at the top, but I stay steady climbing up like a ladder. Hey, batter. My raps alone will pick you up and serve you on a platter. I'm writing raps down in my high school agenda. You want to hear real raps? Well, I got one to lend ya. Yo, like Philip J. Fry and Bender, cause me and the mic are best friends, ain't no pretender. Hard liquor, slow me down quicker, like I'm sipping on oil slick. This track is off the Richter. These lights tend to flicker, these bitches tend to bicker. She said she was addicted, so I had to dick her. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Keep the AK and Mary J up in the top drawer. What's the score? This one's right, here's for you and yours. Rappers always lying in the songs, now the truth's ignored. I box the whip, cause you know that I'm a high roll. Roll up weed mixed with liquors, got me feeling like I'm bipolar, man. And I'm never slowing down until I get a cape and a crown. Oh, I'm heaven bound. Round ass, big titties, and a little waist. Too bad her bomb ass body don't match her face. Oh well, at least she got that new shoe smell. Maybe I can paper bag it if she don't say,
go to hell.
tongue to the young sister. Then her son kissed her, never meant to kiss her, cause she always kept my number with her. Whoa. And I always keep my lumber zippered, otherwise bitches might try and take a fucking picture. Nickels, dimes, even quarters ain't enough. I only bounce with an ounce when it comes to green stuff. I'm lean buff, I ain't no motherfucking cream puff. I smoke so much when I blow it out, it look like green dust. Bust, roll, lick it, then afflict it with pain. This flame, I flip beats and every script that you thought you could contest, but bitch, you got evicted with flow so complicated, looking like they are encrypted. I'm making songs that I wanna listen to. Colonel Mustard did it with the rope in the living room. Man, and it's only dope tracks I'm giving you. I'm getting fine head from a chick while I'm sipping brew. My BMW is sitting low on 22, standing black windows, finna give my ride some attitude. Oh, what? You like my music? I'm really flattered, dude. But if you don't, you know I won't get mad at you.
You know I won't get mad at you. You know I won't get mad at you. You know I won't get mad at you.
No, I won't get mad at you. I'll never get mad at you. Instead, we'll just have a brew. Getting down with the crew.
Not getting mad at you.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
You
That was Cast, For the Body's Sake, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That's the second week in a row we've played Cast, but for good reason. One, Matt Muse is a huge fan of the drums, and rightly so. But they actually played this past weekend at China Cloud, their album release, Party for the Body's Sake. And we had them on last week right here on Discord Radio. Jessica Leger was in a conversation with you, Claire Bailey.
Yep.
Yes, she was. and we just have a new, I guess we have a new RLA up on our blog, CITR.ca. You can read all about that show. Thank you, Halla Bertrand, for that one. Okay, so now it is, we've got about 10, 12 minutes left in the show. It's November 22nd. Is it too early for Christmas?
Yes. It is too early for Christmas.
I would agree. Starbucks doesn't think so. They've had Christmas decorations up since November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, Mint Records is going ahead with their ridiculously early Christmas show, a title that is actually fitting. Last year, they had their event on, I think it was December the 5th. And I was like, doesn't seem that early. In fact, because it was in December, I was mistaken, and I mistakenly read the starting times, and I thought that it was a show that started at 8 a.m. because that was what they were calling the ridiculously early show. But no, it was 8 p.m. on the 5th. But yeah, by December, I think we're a little more ready for it. In November, not so much. So it sounds like they changed the date just to honor the name. And we've got a great lineup happening this Saturday at the Astoria. And that lineup includes Supermoon, Fake Tears, Aaron Reed, Woolworm, a bunch of CITR classics, and Jay Arner. I think we're going to play Jay Arner right now from Jay Arner 2. This is the track Crystal Ball. And then we'll come back with a bit of Fake Tears, a bit of a ridiculously early Christmas double shot right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. The party ends with Fake Tears, but I don't believe the party will end with them, as they are not considered the headliners, but nonetheless, they are playing along with Supermoon, Aaron Reed, Woolworm, and Jay Arner, who you heard before with Crystal Ball. By the way, that video for Crystal Ball was filmed right here.
In CITR's office. Unfortunately, we're featured as the boring office life that they must escape, but it's in there.
Wow. Well, I was thinking we were going to post that video on our Facebook page, but if they're calling us boring, maybe we won't post it anymore. Maybe we'll post it anyways, just for the curiosity factor. So check out our Facebook page for that one, Discorder Radio. Okay, Claire, what else is going on this weekend?
This Friday, Intercessions is back in Vancouver. Intercessions is a series of DJ workshops curated for and by women, gender nonconforming, and queer folks. The workshop is happening at Redgate this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. You have to RSVP online first. Unfortunately, there's a 30-person cap so that they can pay attention to everyone. The teachers this time are Ghibli, XO, and Tank Gal, and Cherche, and it's hosted by Aiden Bugliarsi and Ree Blossom, and we're gonna play a DJ track by Ghibli. This is called
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. No, we didn't speed up the record to 45. That was just how it sounds. That was Ghibli with Loungin'. Once again, the Intercessions series is happening this Friday night at Redgate between 6 and 9. Thanks for the dissemination of that info, Claire. And thanks to the whole Discord Radio Collective, Kat Connor, Claire, Matt Muse, and myself, Jordan Wade. We are Discord Radio, proud to be the audio baby of Discord Magazine, proud to be supporting Shindig tonight. Go check it out at Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East, Shindig Night number 6. And we will see you next Tuesday right here on Discord Radio. And we're going to end the show with a band that was brought to fame because of Shindig, who are back in Vancouver tonight. They have a brand new album called Positive Thinking. They're playing with bands Dead Quiet and The Uptights. It is the Pack AD. The track is So What? The album is Positive Thinking. The show is Discord Radio. The station, CITR. 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM. See you next Tuesday.